Hey everybody, it's Thursday, which means it's another episode of Naturally Unbothered. I'm Shari.
I am Ebony. How y'all doing tonight?
Hey, what's up everybody? Thank you for joining the show. What are you drinking? I done seen the canteen, so I know it got some bullshit in it. What's in it?
My birthday tomorrow, so I'm not drinking until tomorrow.
Your birthday is tomorrow.
Or really, it's not to tomorrow. By the time the people hear this, I'll be laid out somewhere.
You about to be an old ass bitch. That's what you're
about to be. I'm about to be, you know.
Old.
Now you know I'm recording.
You about to be an old ass bitch.
I am. I'm getting fine like wine.
Okay. As you should be. You should be getting fine like wine. Yeah. Listen, I'm drinking some White Claw because I'm in this girl.
You in an all white town?
I'm in this little bitty town outside of Myrtle Beach. This little island. This island outside of Myrtle Beach.
I only know white girls to drink White Claw. I don't know any black people that drink that.
Well, how about I'm channeling your 30% in my beverage?
Fuck you, bitch. Even my 30% won't drink that shit. That shit is nasty.
Yeah, your 30%.
You're a hater.
Me a hater?
You want my 30%. What is the opposite?
First of all, I do not want your 30%.
Yeah, you do. What was my... Okay, this is what I'm going to start calling myself. What was Rachel Dolezal's name before she was Rachel Dolezal?
Who the fuck is Rachel Dolezal?
The white lady who was Tasty Black. Who got fired from...
I don't even remember what her name was. Thanks for the follow.
No, her name is Rachel Dolezal, and she changes to something else. But she just got fired from another job. I mean, she was
doing something. Yeah, I don't know who she is.
She got OnlyFans. She got OnlyFans. Her OnlyFans. So somebody saw her. One of the people saw her OnlyFans, mm-hmm. I guess, and reported her to the school district. She was teaching out in some, I don't know, let's say Phoenix, because I don't know.
I literally saw that. Yes.
Yeah, and
why
now,
did I not collate that was her?
Because she darker than me.
Yeah, I mean, but it don't take a lot to be darker than you.
It don't.
Shots fired. Pew, pew, pew. Nah. Yeah.
That's why I'm going to keep braids so I can be more ethnic.
Oh, you're gonna braid your hair so you can be ethnic. That's what you think is gonna make you look. Yeah. That's gonna lower your 30%.
Yeah.
Lies, bitch. Lies.
It
all
is. Lies. It's gonna put me to about 89%, 91%.
Listen, there is nothing that you can do aside of dipping yourself in some black tar or black paint that mm-hmm. will make you any more percentages of your 30% is
I'm
is
going
protruding.
To the beach. No, I'm going to the beach at the end of the month. And
ooh,
I'm going,
y'all
to,
going to Orange Beach.
We are going to Pensacola Beach. And I'm going to
see Sicily.
You know what?
You know what? That's room and board. Got a whole house.
Yeah, but I'm not going with Rob.
Oh. Who you going
with? Yeah, so.
You going on a girls' trip?
Yeah.
Okay.
And his kids, they already got an Airbnb or whatever. Oh. So I'm just going to
well,
go get me some.
Definitely get her up. Definitely get her up.
I think we're going to Pensacola Beach, but I'll make sure I see her.
Yeah, because so they cute. Actually moved closer to their new house is in Navarre, which is between Pensacola and Fort Walton Beach. So it's close to where you're going to be at.
The last time I was there, she didn't pick up for me, so I don't know.
Because she didn't know your phone number. Now she knows your phone number.
Yeah, I'll reach out to her.
Okay, listen. Let's stay on topic because we over here having chit chat like we just on a regular phone conversation. Let me tell you, this don't have nothing to do with sex or the podcast, but I just think this is the most. Okay, let me just tell you a story. So you know that Cameron and Mace,
yeah,
and Jay-Z have like this decades long beef. Like, they have this beef. And so, because Damon Dash and Jay-Z have their beef.
Right.
Damon Dash sold the rights to Jay-Z's first album.
Was it Blueprint or something?
No. It's, oh God, what is the first one?
The one with A Hard Night Life on it?
No, it was like, gosh.
It was like on this, on.
I can't think of the name of it right now. Let me, hold on. Because I literally need to find the name of it. I can't think of it. Do y'all know the name of it? Tell me what the name
you
of it
is. You can't say it, and I'm going to know it because it's like something it's like.
It's like on the tip of my tongue.
Damn.
Oh.
Yeah, anyway.
Okay, let me hold on. Okay, his first reasonable doubt.
Yes,
reasonable doubt. Yes, I don't know why I couldn't get it out. Okay,
so he sold
the rights to Reasonable Doubt to Cameron and Mace.
Okay,
the worst people besides Dame Dash having the rights, giving it to the two people. That hate him just as much or more than Damon Dash. But
why do they not like him? There's some haters.
I don't remember the beef. The beef is old.
Okay,
it's an old beef. It's a super
and even but, with that, they still gonna be some bottom feeders, allegedly.
What? You like their show? I do love their show
sometimes, but they still some bottom feeders. Like,
so I think it's freaking hilarious that they own the rights to this music, and they literally were on their show taunting him about
I'm pretty sure JC gives zero fucks.
He gives a lot of fucks because he's been doing everything in his power to try to get this music back.
Well, now that he's never going to get it back, I'm sure he's not losing any sleep over it.
I'm sure he is.
And if we know the industry, like we know the industry, allegedly one of them will end up swimming with the fish.
They're going to end up swimming with the fish? Not swimming.
Allegedly. Yeah.
So, yeah.
I don't know, but Mace talks so slow. Like,
Since we lightweight on some celebrity news, your very best and favorite celebrity.
Diddy.
Because he's your favorite.
We have a love-hate relationship.
Yes. So so the woman that Shine was accused of shooting.
Right. She's been.
She basically has come out and said that Diddy is the one who actually really shot her.
She's been saying that.
So it's but
I don't think she can see good. She only got one eye. So does she really know who shot her? Who shot ya? I'm like Biggie, who shot ya? You know what I'm saying? Like, don't nobody know. Allegedly, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to get. Yeah, but I don't, you know what? I just think a lot of people are coming out the woodwork with about Diddy and all that stuff. It's some man who just came out and he was talking about how Diddy had allegedly, you know, had raped, essayed him and all that. And I don't believe it.
You don't believe it?
No, because you stick around. He said he was around and he would, Diddy was like enticing him with things. Like, you did it for the things. You did it because you thought your name was going to be on some production deals. You did it. You wanted it.
So listen, so this is the I'm going to say alleged love. Alleged love train. So allegedly, Clive Davis and Andre did Andre Harrell, who did Diddy, who did Usher, who did Justin Bieber. And there's a video of Justin Bieber sucking Odell Beckham at the club.
That is that. Who saw some dicks? Who saw Odell Beckham's dick out?
I'm just saying the pop up and the with the mouth with the residue. What were you doing? What are you doing between Odell Beckham's legs?
When was that? Because he was being with Selena Gomez. Not saying that he can't still be doing those things, but also with his wife.
With the exception of Clive Davis, all these men were all with women or married to women at some point in their
Davis,
life.
Clive Davis been gay.
I know that.
And what my thing is, like, everybody know that Diddy allegedly been bisexual for years. Who cares? I feel like he could have possibly allegedly groomed Usher.
That's what they're saying, the whole little love train. In order for Andre to get on, he was groomed. In order for Puffy to get on, he was groomed all the way down the line.
But I could see if he like wasn't finding people, he found the people that made him, that put him on. Like, he discovered Mary J. Like, I mean, the math just ain't matching for me.
I'm just saying, that's what they're saying the love train is. That's what I'm saying.
I just think Diddy is weird and tries to do stuff to, what's the word? Fit in, like belong and shit. He's like that person that he's like. Ooh, I'm gonna try to use initials.
Who? Do you know? Is this somebody you know that you need to use initials?
I think it's somebody both of us know. But he don't watch the podcast, but probably other people that watch that do watch us might tell him to watch. But all he does is talk about all the things. My Gucci belt, my Fendi belt, my Fendi jacket, my Fendi shades, my Fendi shoes, my all that. He's like one of those. April dated him.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, so that's what Diddy is. I mean, one of those people who never really had nothing.
Can they show me how big that thing is? No, thank you.
They never really had anything. They never, like, he never had nothing. So now that he has it, just out there trying to be cool, because now he wasn't a cool kid, but now he is. I mean, I'm tired. It's exhausting following Diddy's life.
Okay, well, you know, I knew that there was a very strong possibility that you may or may not want to talk about your celebrity best friend.
I mean, I know that he loves me, and I think that he does those things to the other women because he can't have me.
Oh, that's what you think?
Yeah. You know how, like, when he wants somebody, like, when you have mama issues, when a guy, and so he takes it out, he ends up being a serial killer. Because he hates women or whatever. So that's what I think. I'm just like, damn, when am I going to find the one? I know I can't be with Ebony because she done talked about me so bad. It's not good for his rep to be with me. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I don't want. I would never. I don't want to be with him. I do not want to be with him, but There was a time when I had the biggest crush on Diddy when he was making a band.
Really? Is that when y'all is that when all this relationship started? Was in making the band?
Yeah, when he chose Sarah, not me.
Yeah.
But I was Sarah because I still don't know the fucking song lyrics to that damn Juicy song or whatever song they were talking about. I don't even know it. So damn, blah out.
You still don't know the words?
Nope.
Okay. Do you know what a rainbow kiss is?
It sounds nasty. So a rainbow kiss. Ooh.
Y'all know what a rainbow kiss is?
I think I do. I'm a rainbow kiss. You know how like when a woman. No. Okay. So a rainbow kiss. I don't know what a rainbow kiss is. I can't even guess. I was going to say like when a woman, when she has a miscarriage, then she gets pregnant again. Those juices from that, when a husband be trying to, you know, fill it, swallowed up. When they want to do that. Have you ever been swallowed up when they do that? Okay, and then
first of all, ma'am, if a woman is having a miscarriage, you mean like her, the like, after, like literally after she has a DNC?
No, as she's miscarrying, how when it comes out, the blood.
What person in what life is having sex during a miscarriage or...
Don't hate me because that's what I thought about. Damn, you asked me and that's the first thing that came to my head.
I can't. Well, I will say this. I will say that you are about a fourth correct. Because it does involve a woman's bodily fluids. So a rainbow kiss is when a man is performing an act, oral sex act, on a woman during her menstrual cycle, and they are in a 69 position. And so he has the blood residue on his lips. And then she, in turn, well, they have a deep kiss with his cum and her vaginal juices and menstrual blood. That is a rainbow kiss, people.
That's disgusting.
So you yucking people's yum?
Wait, so say that one more time. It's when the woman's on her cycle and the man gives her a
blessing. They're in a 69 position.
Yeah.
Yes. So I guess as they ejaculate, both of them ejaculate, he kisses her with her blood all over his face and her juices.
Oh, he kisses her on the mouth.
Yes. And his nut in her mouth, and they exchange a kiss.
I was gonna say I've almost had that.
What?
I've almost had that, but because I remember that whole UJ thing, and I started my cycle when he was stalking me. But it wasn't 69 and that, but almost. So I had like when the rainbow don't really fully form for real.
You had half the rainbow?
Yeah.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the real reason why you don't drink after people, because you know you had your own menstrual blood in your own mouth.
No, I really don't drink after people because that shit is disgusting. That's why I really don't drink after people.
So did you see the video of the... First of all, there's a lot of people, a lot of y'all out there that have the ring lights. I mean, the ring camera, the doorbell ring things.
And
and it's been catching a lot of stuff. So apparently in this apartment complex, the neighbor's ring, doorbell ring thing caught a young lady living her best best whole life.
Busybody.
She was living her best life. She was getting, making sure her whole card was stamped with them coming in and out.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was like, it was literally one was leaving, one was coming. It was like a rotating door. It was like one of those revolving door things. Like,
first of all, whoever made the video,
is wrong as hell.
The green light video, I just love them. Like, the fact that they used the SpongeBob's an hour later, like, the fact that they used the little SpongeBob captions to show when each one of the men was coming in and coming out, like, I was just like, yo.
I watched it on mute, so I didn't even hear the music, so I'll have to watch it with the music.
It's not the music, it's the captions.
I mean, you the sound. I didn't even read the sound. I didn't even read it. I just looked and saw. I knew what was happening.
It was okay. Look, this is the video.
Yeah,
I know, but I just want you to see one of the captions pop up
a few minutes later. That somebody said she really liked him because he got a plate.
Yeah, he got food to go.
Yeah,
she really liked him.
She got a big old booty.
Thanks for the follow. Yeah. Follow Naturally Unbothered podcast as well, please.
What other platform are you on? Like,
I'm on the other little platform. So anyway, and it's like moments later. Like, anyway, I just love the person who did the fucking videos. Like,
they're really creative. I wish that I had time. If I could quit my job and just make videos and redo people's shit, that's what I would spend my day doing.
Definitely. You definitely should spend your day doing that. Just watching the ring light and recording shit. Okay, so listen. Our boy Gerald Jackson from the North Carolina Beat.
Love him.
He has supplied us with our shameworthy person for this episode.
He did. Good looking out, friend.
Huh?
I said good looking out, friend.
Yes. So he just dropped this story about Antoine Sinclair. He is a middle school teacher who he's not a middle school teacher. He is the head custodian. My bad. I gave him way too much credit. I gave him way too much credit. He is a middle school head custodian, and he basically was wanted to pay a. He was exchanging.
Something happened. I don't know what happened to your voice. But you're reading like just hilarious. I don't know why the hell they put her on the damn Breakfast Club, because that nigga, she definitely can't read. She always fucking up. I love Just Hilarious, but fuck, I need her to read over her shit before she say it. But anyway, that's what you sound like. You sound like how to pick. Hey, y'all get on her, because she's having a hard time. How y'all used to get on me, talking about I can't read. This bitch cannot read.
Bitch. Fuck you. Anyway, so yeah, so. Every 2 weeks, he was given this 12-year-old money for pictures, like DMing pictures of just random stuff. So this, I mean, he just disgusting.
I mean, what do you look like? Because I know what my custodians used to look like. And if he looked like that, okay, guy, okay. Okay, J. Valentine's son. I mean, I would have sent him some pictures. He looked young. He looked like he like 19 or 22. How old is he?
He's 30. The child is 12.
Young. I mean, yeah, he wrong as hell, but I probably would have been her sending pictures for lunch money and extra stuff. How much was he paying her?
$200. Every
oh,
week.
Shit. Baby, he would have had all kind of pictures. $200?
Oh, I'm sorry. Every 2 weeks. So whenever he got his paycheck, he was re-upping her 12-year-old account.
Baby, you want these legs open or you want them closed? What type of picture you want?
Really?
He cute. My 16, 17-year-old self would have sent him the pictures. 12-year-old, maybe not. I probably would have told somebody. But I would have been like, oh, he cute, but you old.
I don't know why my freaking Bluetooth keeps cutting on. I literally have it on the charger. It's really ridiculous at this moment.
But I would have definitely, as a senior in high school, would have definitely been like, hey, not bump that shit up to 350. Or I'm telling.
Really?
Bump that shit up. He cute. Mm-hmm. I actually probably would have been doing it.
You probably would have done it. So this 12-year-old boy, he has ADHD. And some other, I'm not going to say behavioral issues, but he has some other challenges. He has other challenges. And I think it's just completely 100% disrespectful of this man. Like, I'm just waiting to find out what his trial stuff is going to look like, because he's trifling as hell.
He definitely should go to jail.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. 1,000%. Definitely 1,000%. I think it's ridiculous that you are over here soliciting anything to a kid. Anything. I think it's ridiculous. And also, the kid, you know, he just didn't want to get in trouble over it. So it was crazy. Thank you. It's just crazy. I just thought it was just beyond crazy that a grown-ass man is soliciting a child to take pictures of themselves and shit for $200. $200 every 2 weeks. But that's a lot of money for a minor to have. At one time, $200. I think it's crazy.
There you go, guys. Okay.
All right. So y'all know that you remember Apollo Nida, right?
Well, Nida. Yeah.
Phaedra's husband.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, so he's allegedly been out creeping.
Okay, well, what's new?
Because he's married.
What's new?
So yeah, he was caught on the nanny cam,
allegedly,
Netflix and chilling.
With who?
I don't know who this chick is. Hmm. But the way I feel when I watched the video of this sexual exploitations, I feel like this girl, she did this just so she could put him on blast, because he went to her house. He went to her house, and then like he's all fingering her and stuff on the couch and everything. Like, I feel like she did this shit on purpose to, like, she don't know her side chick role.
Apollo, you got to be smarter now. You don't go to their house. Duh.
Yes. He's caught on camera. She posted their text messages. I just feel like they must have had a really nasty kind of breakup or something. Because, like, why are you doing this?
They don't make side bitches like they used to.
No, clearly not. They don't.
I did that shit for 7 years. I mean, I did get found out, but I mean, that was different. She called
How
me
so?
because she called me. I didn't call her, and I
Oh.
did leave my driver's license in her car after the club when I had driven her car. So, because you know, I was driving her car, babysitting
I
the
mean,
kid.
first of all, when it comes to your side chick, exploits, you was babysitting this motherfucker's kids
I was
while
and
they
did.
was out on dates. So y'all at this point, y'all was just a polyamorous family.
How could you, how do you sleep at night, girl? Better when he's here. I be struggling when he not. What else you got? What else you want me to tell you?
I just think it, you know, yeah. So, but yeah, she just totally found him out.
Well,
Found him
I
out.
mean, the truth always comes to the light. So if you what you do in the dark is gonna come to the dark, the light. What you
I'm
do in the
sorry,
dark
what?
comes to
What?
you. You know what I'm saying? The truth will set you free.
Yeah, you just went a whole nother place with it. Yeah, but it is what you do in the dark will come to the light.
Yes, what
Yes.
you think you're gonna get away with, you don't. And I'm a firm believer in you know when you're about to get caught. Like I've done things and never even didn't even worry about the consequences. But there have been a couple of times I've done something and I felt uneasy about it. And anytime I feel uneasy about it, I'm caught. Whatever it may have been, it catch up with me. Like a king in on a racetrack.
Listen, so did you hear about Justin Bieber's wife?
What's her name? Baldwin? The Baldwin
Haley.
chick? Haley Baldwin, what's wrong with her?
So, her and her sister were hanging out at a club, and her sister literally reached in her own panties and pulled out her tampon and slung that shit at the motherfucking bartender.
The Baldwin, the sister of Haley,
Yes.
pulled out her tampon and threw it at the bartender. That's assault. That's assault. That's assault. And it had to happen to me. That's 5 to 10. I'm doing them easy. I'm doing that 5 to 10 easy. Because I'm going to kill that hoe.
I feel like she should be charged with attempted murder, 'cause I don't know what I don't feel like I don't know what STDs you have. You might have.
It's and you just flung it. Now I got what if I
It's
had
like
a my what if that got in my eye?
assault with a deadly weapon.
It is. That's like spitting on somebody. That's assault. I don't. Ooh, if only I was president.
If you was president, what?
The laws that I would enforce.
You know presidents don't have power, right?
I would. Because I'd be the H and I C. It would be a different day if I was president. Those people that's there, baby, no, they would have not a word. Say something. I'll be like that. I'll be like that one lady. They're trying to get her out of there. But she's like a council person or something. But you know, remember that episode of Martin when he had the dog, the fake dog, and he was walking around the table? That's what she did. Well, no, she didn't. She was dressed up like Nino Brown.
Oh, I know it was a, but you they about to kick her out, Lo. She was
Exactly.
doing too much.
A
She really was
lot.
doing too much. Yeah, I think we talked about her before when she had hired like a whole bunch of off-duty police officers to be her bodyguards and stuff like that, and was paying them off the books like round the clock. Like she was looking out for all the homies in the hood,
And will.
flying everywhere. Like she was just doing the most.
I'd hire you
The
as my
most.
consultant. You could be that press secretary.
I would, and I would do the same for you, but however, you know me, I'm gonna be like, hey, I need you to come to work sometime.
Oh, I would come to work. I'm not just
about to give you a check. You know, that's how my aunt lost her job in the great state of Colorado, because she was hiring her siblings and paying them these crazy salaries for the summer terms, and that's how she lost her status in the great state of Colorado.
How long did she last though?
Oh, a very long time.
Exactly my point. That's enough time. Hey, we're gonna make these and put some money up, because notice she didn't, the well gonna run dry. We're gonna have to do what we gotta do though. Everybody getting on.
Yes.
Just like when I worked at Fairfax. You get an apartment. Everybody gets apartments.
You was giving people apartments with bad credit?
And
that's the answer. Hey. What about deposits? Did they have to have their deposit? Oh, dang.
We're not going to discuss deposits.
I'm just saying, like, how do you rent someone an apartment? Or allow someone to rent an apartment. How do you reconcile resident, that money?
Okay, so resident referrals were a big thing back in the day.
I understand.
So you refer this person, or you know, if somebody refer you, or we might run a special, no deposit.
Oh, you would just make one and you would just put them in during that
or give me promotional or give me the deposit, or give me the deposit and I'll hold it for you. You know what I'm saying? So you know what I'm saying?
I'm saying, but as an apartment complex, you have to reconcile the money. How are you guys reconciling?
They pay rent. They lived there for years. Not that.
I'm talking about the deposits. You have to reconcile that. How are you reconciling that?
They pay the deposit. Just because your credit's fucked up don't mean you can't afford where you live.
That was my question. Were they paying their deposits?
If we offered one.
Oh, okay.
Or they could give me their deposit and I'll hold it for them.
Okay. Fair enough.
Everybody, look, sometimes you got to reach down. You know what they say? You know, we always like crabs in a barrel. They say the black folks like crabs in a barrel. I wouldn't like a crab in a barrel. I was like, you know, when the New Year's coming and they always had those memes with the black lady walking up the stairs that was me with my hand back out to help people, because I'm such a good individual.
You was doing, that was your Robin Hood?
Listen, I've helped many. If I got a job, you got a job. And you're going to work hard. Or I will fire your ass. Mm. If I got it, you got it, you know? It don't even matter where I work.
So let's talk about some foolishness and mayhem. So the NBA has different leagues. And so one of the G League NBA, one of the G League players, his name is Chance Comanche. He confessed to murdering a woman in Vegas with his ex-girlfriend.
I saw that one. I mean, it was on the news.
So, yeah, because she was like, she was a medical assistant. And but he literally choked her to death with the HDMI cord.
Yes, and she was the culprit, though. She was setting up people. That's what she, the girl.
The girlfriend
was a smooth criminal.
Yes. Smooth criminal.
And he let her. That's why I know that if I was president, I'd be good at it, because pussy do run the world. You get that right, dummy, to be whatever, and they just do whatever.
I was flabbergasted.
Then was it the G League? I thought he had just played. Well, he did play a little bit of the NBA regular teams.
Yeah, he was definitely in a G list.
Yeah, he was trashed.
Hey, boy, and that's mom, why he... I'm just recording my podcast and get my minutes in. Yeah, it's ridiculous.
That's why he worked over there. Yeah, because that was.
Yeah, but now that he was... in jail. That yeah. In jail.
Yeah. For murder.
For murder.
Do you know what they doing to him? He's sucking all kind of. While he doing bloom blah 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 blah, he doing all of that.
You know what I should have did? I should have went down a rabbit hole and found out how many professional athletes that are currently incarcerated because they done let a bitch lure their ass into some dumb shit. Because your career is gone.
Just how many athletes have been killed by their wives or girlfriends?
That ain't the same thing. That's a whole something else. That's a whole nother rabbit hole.
Well, it's the same rabbit hole. You just gotta.
It ain't the same rabbit hole. This is basically
jealousy.
This is dudes doing dumb shit for some pussy.
Shit, just put that in the Google search. I know three that ain't even athletes.
You literally have fucked off your whole career. Your career is fucked off.
Over, and she was younger than him too.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know what she was on. She was on some type of, I don't know what kind of drugs these people on now. Synthetic stuff. I don't know what they on. But the world is weird right now. The things people doing out here for.
The world has been weird. It just didn't start.
No, but this is the weirdest I believe it's ever been. And we've been around. We've seen.
Right.
We've seen some things.
I just think it's crazy. I'm just like, ain't no pussy or dick that good to ever make me murder a motherfucker, commit a crime that I'm never gonna be able to get out of. Like, it just don't. In no world does that ever exist.
I've never hopped off of something and been like, I think I might want to kill somebody. I've never done that.
I've never said, "Ooh, this dick or this pussy is so good that I'm gonna do anything other than lay up under it."
I've never even
maybe some breakfast or some dinner.
Discuss hurting anybody with anybody before.
No, that I just think it's crazy. I think it makes absolutely no sense. It's ridiculous.
It's weird.
Weird as fuck.
People are weird.
Definitely.
Yeah, I don't
so
know.
Bitch, do you ever fucking say my name?
I can conjure one up.
Nah, bitch. It's either somebody wrote in or they didn't.
Somebody wrote in. Damn.
Okay.
Somebody
wrote we'll get in. Some. Say my name, please.
Okay. Because
you've been slacking, bitch. For 2024, you have a F for homework.
This ain't the first F. It won't be the last.
Okay.
Okay. All
Let's
right.
Hear it.
Hey, y'all.
The listeners want to know.
Okay. Hey, y'all. Listen, my name is Angie, and I just wanted to say thank you. This podcast has changed the course of our marriage. My husband and I are faithful listeners, and one day I asked him if he wanted to try one of the kinks we had heard y'all discuss on the show.
Oh.
So we did.
What? Wait. We just talked about a lot of kinks. So what kink?
I know. Okay. So nasolingus. Nasolingus.
Oh, okay.
So that's something with the nose, right? What is it?
Right. Yeah.
So they was doing Eskimo kisses?
No, that's like dipping your nose in like the pussy, the asshole. It's like Yeah, it's
Oh,
like
they nasty.
it's like using your the nose is like an appendage to arouse somebody with.
That is wicked. They've
Yes.
also done menophilia. I know, I remember that one. That was with
Oh, that's period.
the menstrual.
That's menstrual cycle stuff. Okay.
I mean, but everybody has done that once or twice.
I mean,
Yeah, so that's okay. But I
voluntary or
don't think
involuntary, because I've definitely had somebody knock my period down.
I definitely have UJ. But
Yes.
somebody told me that if I took a bath, it would stop it. Anyway, so they've done nasolingus, menophilia, and we've added being freaky in public places. Like, for example, me wearing a sweater so it can drape over my leg so he can finger me while we're in church.
What?
So they listen.
Oh, they done been listening to Lisa. Y'all
This
finger it
podcast,
because
yeah, they went back. They went
they
back
went
back to
way
the
back on some.
99
Oh, they
Solutions.
must have been listening to this
Yes.
podcast for a long time, because that's what Lisa was doing in the church. It's a lot of people
Listen.
though. I found out it's a lot of people that have had little fingering episodes or jacking off episodes at church.
That's blasphemy.
That's sacrilegious.
You're going to hell. So we want to say drinks on us if you two are ever in Seattle. We love y'all.
It's so gloomy there.
It is. Angie, thank y'all. I mean, this is the first time we've ever had a letter like this where people have
Right.
actually written in to say that they've done the kinks, you know. So, oh, keep us posted. I'll do all of them. I mean, it's some nasty ones too. Like, it's a
Yeah,
real, real nasty one.
I wonder if they've done the sex position Sundays, because we post sex positions. Well, we haven't posted any this year, but I need to, because I haven't posted the sex positions and tried them out, because I know for a while I was trying to everything I was posting, I was trying.
I think that we need to probably start. Angie, go to Instagram so you can see our posts on sex position Sundays. So not only can y'all do the kinks, but y'all can do the
Yeah,
positions.
let us know about some sex positions that we might not know about, or that
Yes.
y'all tried
Now,
and they
don't
were
tell us.
successful.
No, y'all just try all these positions because it's 4 years of positions that you can try. So try them all. But thank you so much. We appreciate y'all for listening to us and being faithful listeners and being nasty with us, trying out kinks and stuff. So that was awesome. Thank you. We appreciate you.
Yes,
Now,
appreciate.
we love getting your letters in, but we will love getting that kind of that fold, and we'll take the kind of that jingle, get our
Oh,
cash apps. Oh.
no, you did not just
What?
do a love offering like you was
I
at
mean,
church.
they doing all kinds of stuff in church, so why come I can't say what I need to say? You know, like for real, like it
Whole
costs
love offering?
to do this podcast. It costs to do this podcast, so I'm soliciting. I say
Okay.
it in the closing. I say it in the closing. We aren't just remembering, thank you, ma'am. Leave the money on the side table so we'll know you're coming back again.
Okay. Fair enough.
Sometimes you got
Fair
to pay
enough.
for it. Sometimes you got to pay for it.
Fair enough. So our anniversary is March the 9th,
Dang.
which falls in but It fell in between two episodes.
It did. Yeah, because that
So,
for sure.
yeah, it fell in between like before the ninth, and then the next episode was after the ninth. So, we're gonna do a little special show this month, sometime this month, before
Yeah,
our
maybe we
month.
can just do it just a little pop-up for 10, 15 minutes. Maybe they can have shots with us like
Yes.
before.
We, you know what? That's what we'll do. We are going to do, we'll do a live.
Yeah, let's go
We'll
live
do
on
a live.
the ninth. What day
What
is
day
the
is
ninth?
that?
I'm pulling up my calendar now.
I feel like that's a Monday or something. Tuesday or Monday. What is it? What day is it?
Don't know. I can't even find my own tier list.
It
Oops.
might be a Sunday.
It is Saturday.
It's Saturday.
It's Saturday.
That will be perfect because on Saturday I will be in Savannah.
On Saturday, I'm getting my hair braided.
Well, I guess you're getting your hair braided and taking shots.
And will.
So
My
we'll
braids
figure
may
it
have
out.
to drive me home. But yes, that's definitely, let's go live. Let's
Okay.
have time. Let's
Okay.
celebrate like we did before.
All right.
It's
So
been, we did that like,
we normally do it in December.
I know, but when we did that was probably 7 years ago.
No. We did that for, it was a 16th birthday for when we went to St. Simon Island. Yeah.
No. Okay, when was
Yes,
that? That
that
was
weekend that you
2017.
that weekend when you
18.
that when you came to my house. So we, me, you, Lisa, and the
It's been at least
girls.
6 years ago.
No, she's 20.
Okay, well, 4 years ago.
Yeah, it was not that long ago.
All
It
right,
was,
damn.
yeah, the podcast ain't even that old yet. This
That's
is supposed
true.
to be my
But
fifth anniversary.
that was just, oh yeah. So, okay, so what? Whatever. Shit. It felt like some years ago.
It was some years ago. So definitely I'll get us up some flyers and together and
Just send out some
we can do a live.
invites.
Huh?
Yeah. Send out.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can do a live. Yeah, because Facebook, we can do Facebook on all, we can do Instagram. Hey,
YouTube.
if y'all go to YouTube, if y'all please TikTok, like I only need like 100 more followers to go live on TikTok. Please help me. The Real Ebony S or Naturally Unbothered on TikTok.
Yes,
However you
yes.
want to find me, please, so we can go live.
Yes. Okay. So fair enough. We'll do that on Saturday.
That'll be fun.
I will get the Savannah crew together on Saturday and we will do shots and kick it.
I'll set up. Yeah, that'll be fun. Me and Albany, I'll have to see if Albany will want to participate. Participate.
It sounds like a plan.
That's
So why don't you
cool.
go ahead and take us up on up out of here?
Oh, okay. I guess that's all we want to talk about tonight, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to follow Naturally Unbothered on IG, Twitter, and Facebook. You're going to email us. You're going to email us at Naturally Unbothered. The number two at gmail.com. That is Naturally Unbothered, the number two at gmail.com. Leave us a message. We welcome the feedback, comments, and show ideas. Ebonites, thank you so much. I love your advice requests, or I just love thank you letters. I love letters of affirmation, forms of affirmation in the form of letters, thanking us for I need to eat. Thanking us for all the great things that we do in the community. For saving marriages, we're saving marriages out here. This ain't for play. Like, we are saving marriages, one marriage at a time. It's the first one we just saved, but that we know about. The other ones haven't run in. They haven't run in yet. So listen to us on Apple, Spotify, iHeart, Audible, or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. Make sure you watch us on YouTube and that we are not wham bam. Thank you, ma'ams. Subscribe to us. We want to be regular booty calls. Please put us in the rotation. Rate us. Leave us a review. Select the notification bell so that you are notified every time we upload new episodes every Thursday. It is no secret. But if you don't want to wait till Thursday, it's 200 and
58,
episodes for you to catch up
nine,
on.
yeah, 58, 59 episodes.
You can catch up on them all. So please click the notification bell, share. We've been doing this for a long time, and I mean, come on, the part, y'all need to do better. If you're looking for Naturally Unbothered merch, if you are looking for Naturally Unbothered merch, please visit www.naturallyunbothered.com. That is www.naturallyunbothered.com and click the merch link. We have a phone number. 205-308-8304. That is 205-308-8304. Let me see. If you guys want more letters of affirmations and confirmations that we are the best podcast this side of the Mason Dixon, 205-308-8304. If you just want me to sit and play with my feet and some jello, I'll do it. I'm not above it. 205-308-8304. Let me know what y'all want to see, what y'all want to hear. What do y'all want to talk about? Let us know. But the one thing I need you to do is to tell your whole ass friends, to tell their whole ass friends, to tell all the whole ass friends to tune in to Naturally Unbothered. Okay. Mm-hmm. Tune in. You're going to tune in to Naturally Unbothered. That's what you're going to do. You're going to tune in to Naturally Unbothered. You're going to enjoy it. You're going to love it. You're going to share, and you're going to watch, and you're just going to really, 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 really enjoy the show. Thanks.